When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the best football show. I'm Brian Baldinger. I'm here nearly every day right now on the third floor at NFL Films in beautiful, rainy, cloudy, miserable Mount Laurel, New Jersey, a perfect place to spend my day just watching and grinding college players getting ready for the draft and 20-something days. You can find me at Baldy NFL on all the different platforms, Twitter, X, Instagram, YouTube, Threads, you name it, TikTok. I'm out there at Baldy NFL. You can find this podcast daily on your free Odyssey app. Just down, like, subscribe, all that kind of good stuff. And we're just doing division breakdowns right now as we kind of lead up to the draft. Today, we want to start the NFC, and we're going to start with the NFC East. And if you start with the NFC East, might as well start with the team that won the division a year ago, the Dallas Cowboys, because they're always in the spotlight. I played for the Cowboys for 6 years. They're always being talked about. You love them or you hate them, either way. But let's just face it. The Cowboys, for the third year in a row, won 12 games. They've been 12-5, 12-4 the last 3 years. They're 1-3. In those 3 years in the playoffs, 1-3, with just incredibly disappointing losses to San Francisco. And last year, the ugly playoff loss to the Green Bay Packers, a blowout loss. And so Dak Prescott is the leader. He led the league in touchdown passes and passing yards. He's always at the top of the leaderboard. He's a good player. He's 2-5 in the playoffs. In 8 years, he's 2-5 in the playoffs. Most teams get measured by the number of playoff wins. The good teams, the great organizations, and Dallas feels like they're one of those, get measured by Super Bowl wins. It's been a long time. Long time since they've won a championship game. Long time since they've been to the NFC Championship. It's a drought. So... this team has undergone a lot of changes, including losing Dan Quinn, who I thought did a fantastic job coordinating his defense up until that ugly, ugly loss to the Green Bay Packers in the playoffs. I thought he did a really good job integrating new players and free agents and draft picks and guys like Marquise Bell and working around the lack of linebackers on the roster, which really, before I get going any further, because I'm going to get into free agency and just their lack of interest in free agency, lack of moves, but they lost basically 15 free agents. And so you go, okay, well, they had to, they had salary cap issues, but why? Why are they in such salary cap problems? Why? I mean, they paid CD, they paid Dak. Okay. They pay Zach Martin. They haven't paid Micah yet. They paid Tank. But honestly, they haven't paid that. It doesn't seem like they've paid that many guys. And here they are jettisoning, five guys from the offensive line, including Tyron Smith and Tyler Biadasz and Chuma Adoga. And, you just keep going on and on and on, guys that they have lost, whether it's starters or depth. And then the defensive line, all their depth in the defensive line with Dante Fowler and Dorrance Armstrong, these guys are all gone. It's a real issue right now. Right now, losing Tony Pollard in free agency to Tennessee. All right. You lose Rico Dowdle. Your starting running back right now is Deuce Vaughn. And look, he's a great story. I'm glad he's on made a team coming out of TCU at his size and father works there. But, he had 23 carries last year for 40 yards. Like, he's not a starting running back. And if you look at the history of the Dallas Cowboys, and I was there during a golden era with Tony Dorsett, going back to Walt Garrison and Dan Reeves and Dorsett and Emmett and Zeke, they've always had a stud star running back, seemingly forever. And they don't have that right now. And maybe they draft one. They've drafted pretty well, very well in some cases. They've hit on a lot of picks. CeeDee Lamb had 135 catches last year, almost 1,800 yards, 12 touchdowns. He was outrageous. And he's a phenomenal, phenomenal player. Might be the best that has ever worn number 88. No offense to Michael or Drew or Dez, but he might be the best that's ever worn number 88. So they're in salary cap hell. They won 12 games. They can't really move up in the playoffs. So they have to figure out Dak's contract. That's probably not going to get done this year. They got to figure out if Mike McCarthy's a long-term answer. Mike Zimmer comes in to replace Dan Quinn. A lot of changes. Are they any better? They bring in Eric Kendricks to replace, unfortunately, Leighton Van Der Esch, who's had an accumulation of injuries, decided to retire. Was a very good player for a number of years. Very good. Played the game very fast. Made a lot of tackles. But the injuries caught up to him. It happens. Now, I remember talking to Micah last year before the draft, and he was like, don't worry about my contract. The contract will get done. Let's get the best possible team that we can. And you just see him lose all these different players right now. And, it's him and Tank and Mazi Smith, who needs to take a big jump this year, first-round pick from Michigan a year ago. They've got playmakers, and they've got star power. They lost a lot of players. They have the 24th pick in the draft. I mean, I can tell you right now, like, if they take anything else besides an offensive lineman with the 24th pick, maybe if somebody drops, an edge rusher, Lay, too, drops for whatever reason to 24, they could be very interested. That'd be a good position. They could take I don't think they'll take a running back in the first round. They don't need to. They need to draft running backs, but not. They got Pollard in the fourth round. They don't need to do that. But they need defensive help, and it's a good draft for wide receivers, and they're down to CD right now, Jalen Tolbert, who hasn't done much, and I would say Brandon Cooks had a pretty good year, big drop-off from the number one to number two receiver. The tight ends are solid. So I think the offensive line looks like that's where Dallas has gone to pass with Tyler Smith and Tyron Smith and Zach Martin and Travis Frederick. I mean, they've gone to the offensive line. It's never a sexy pick. People in Dallas push back sometimes, but by and large, the guys they've drafted that I just mentioned, they've struck gold in those players. I think Tyler Smith's going to be a really good player, and he is a good player. Which gets us to the Philadelphia Eagles, who finished second with a disappointing 11-6 record. A disappointing record. Because they were 10-1. And they got to 10-1 by beating Buffalo in overtime on a rain-soaked field at Lincoln Financial Field. They kicked a 59-yard field goal as time expired to get to overtime. They kicked a field goal in overtime and beat Buffalo. That was their 10th win. Signs that this team was in trouble was already there. Despite the record, they had given up 31 points to the Washington Commanders, one in overtime. They had given up 31 points to Buffalo, one in overtime. The defense was a sieve, and nobody realized that they were going to miss Jonathan Gannon as much as they did, but they missed him. And then they just put a bad roster together, an old roster, a slow roster, without linebackers, picking up Nick Morrow or Zach Cunningham off the street in training camp, recognizing like they just didn't have what it takes after losing T.J. Edwards to Chicago in free agency. They just kept trying to replace that. They kept trying to replace their nickel corner. They couldn't – look, only the Washington Commanders gave up more touchdown passes than the Eagles last year. I think Washington gave up 36. I think the Eagles gave up a miserable 35. And so what happened? They collapsed. They collapsed like – I mean, I was there in 94 when, we were 7-2 and collapsed, and I think we finished 8-8. I remember that collapse. This was monumental. This felt terrible. This felt like when they lost to the Arizona Cardinals badly, and the Cardinals ran for 200 yards, or they lost to the Giants in the final game of the season with the division on the line. That was bad. And then they went to Tampa in the playoffs, and they got skunked. It was ugly. ugly and awful. And so, okay, both coordinators are gone. In comes Vic Fangio. In comes, Kellen Moore. So they've replaced the coordinators. Nick Sirianni is safe. They kept Jeff Stoutland, the offensive line coach. Okay, maybe that will help. They brought in a ton of players in free agency. I mean, it starts with Saquon. I like Saquon. Saquon wanted to be a Giant. Wanted to be a Giant for life. But he was also a running back that was looking for security. The Eagles gave it to him. They gave him the security. They let DeAndre Swift go to Chicago. They take Saquon. It's an upgrade. Saquon could be a really good player. He's never run behind an offensive line like this in his life that he's going to see in Philadelphia. A left side with Landon Dickerson, Jordan Mailata, Lane Johnson. Cam Jurgens replaces Jason Kelce. As much as you can replace Jason Kelce, he was drafted to one day replace him. And I think Cam Jurgens can be a good center. I don't know if he's going to be a Hall of Fame center. I don't know if he's going to be a Pro Bowl center. But I think he's going to be a good player. Right guard seems to be in question for the Eagles. Tyler Steen looks like he's the front runner. But guys I talked to with the Eagles say they better draft somebody. And they better draft them big at right guard. So that's that. They bring in, some reinforcements at receiver. Devontae Parker, I don't know what he has left. He doesn't look like a number one or number two receiver at this point. But we'll see. They bring in Paris Campbell. At one point, when Paris Campbell was drafted, there was guys with the Jets or guys over there in Philadelphia that wanted Paris Campbell badly, and they got outruled by other players and other people in the organization. And Paris Campbell's now an Eagle 5 years later. Anyways, we'll see what happens. But defensively, I mean, Bryce Huff comes in. He replaces Hassan Reddick. I think it's a drop-off. I like Bryce Huff a lot. He's never been a full-time player. We'll see if he can hold up. He's bigger than Hassan Reddick, but he's never been a full-time player. He's been a part-time pass rusher. He's been really good. Got a great takeoff. Number of different ways he can beat you. They keep Josh Sweat and, Nolan Smith is first-round pick. And, they got to see. Jalen Carter got off to a great start. Looked like he was going to be the runaway defensive player of the year, and he faded. Jordan Davis has not produced in 2 years. All right, they're first-round picks. Nolan Smith, Jalen Carter, all right, Jordan Davis. I mean, they've got to step up. That's the future. When Philadelphia wins and they win in the playoffs and they go, their defensive line is usually leading the charge. So we'll see if they can get back on track. But, they replace all the linebackers. Here comes Devin White, Zach Bond, right? They bring in C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Oren Burks. I mean, it's just – they just restocked yourself. Now, you can say what you want about Oren Burks or what Devin White looked like. He was banged up and injured last year, and you could question what he's like in pass coverage. The guy can flat out run and hit and tackle. He's an upgrade. They've gotten a lot better. So they've got the first and second. They got their first and second picks. They traded away some picks last year to try and improve the roster during the season. Didn't work out. Ultimately, though, before you even think about the draft, what is Jalen Hurts going to be this year? Because he was all-world in 2022 and a certifiable MVP candidate. He went backwards last year. And you could say injuries, okay? We knew he had a bad bone bruise in his leg. Not a lot of information out there. I'm not going to share anything I've heard because it doesn't matter. What matters is, can Jalen Hurts get back to delivering the ball accurately on time without taking off and running out of the pocket and really suscepting himself to a lot of hits? He's got to get better. He's got to get back on track. And maybe Kellen Moore will be the guy that he needs. He needs a guy to coach him and coach him hard and really prepare him hard. That's how Jalen's wired. He might push back like a lot of quarterbacks do, but he needs hard coaching. He didn't get that from Brian Johnson last year. He needs that. He needs to be told when that was a bad check. You've got freedom to do this. I think he needs to really refine skills and get back to what he was in 2022. If they do, the Eagles are going to be fine. But with the 22nd pick, I mean, you can pretty much guarantee right now that they're going to use that pick on an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman. It's just, that's just who they are. They don't veer very far. If there's a corner at 22, they could certainly do it. James Bradbury doesn't look like he runs very good. We know what Slay is. I mean, Slay is still a very good player, but he's getting up there, and he would tell you that he's getting up there. So they have not, they don't have a good track record of drafting corners, but this draft, Cooper DeJean, and, you know, gosh, the guys that are out there right now, whether it's Wiggins or Arnold or, you know, yeah, you go to, you know, you go to Toledo and you look at Quinion, like there's, it's a good draft. Who knows who drops, but that could be, I would say offense, defense lineman or corner. If the Eagles don't trade out, because in five of the last 6 years, Howie Roseman has moved the pick that they had. And it won't surprise me to move up or move down for a particular player. That's their track record. And that's really how I want to get this NFC East started, by talking Dallas, talking Philadelphia. I think they're both playoff teams this year. In the next edition of the Best Football Show, we will get to those New York football giants, and we'll get to the rebuilt, reconstructed, always changing Washington Commanders on the next episode of the Best Football Show. Thanks for listening, everybody. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow.